For tuning in and joining me. We're looking at scripture and we're looking at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and we're at verse 7. So far, we have covered the entire first chapter of 1 Peter, and we're going to go all the way through this book. And God willing, after that, we'll do 2 Peter. This is what verse 7 says. It says, "Yes, you who trust him, recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone." In context of what was said yesterday, and what we were talking about yesterday, in verse 6 it said, "I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced." We looked at trust in quite a big way. We're going to continue with that same vein in verse 7, because it's saying, you who trust him. So if you trust in God, if you are the person who trusts in Almighty God, then you are recognizing the honor God has given Jesus, who has been placed as a cornerstone into this temple that the Lord Almighty is building. Let's just go back to verse 5 so you can see the context of that as well. "And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that are pleasing to God." So you can see that you, beloved, are the living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. Now, normally when someone preaches on this, they'll preach on verse 5, 6, and 7, and possibly 8 as well. But I'm splitting it up. I feel it's important to split this up. You see, you who are trusting in God are trusting that God has placed Jesus as a cornerstone to this temple that God is building. It's figurative, but you are living stones. Every single one of you, as I said when we looked at that particular scripture in verse 5, every single one of you are individual. You are individual people. And therefore, I want you to try and imagine the beauty of this temple that is figuratively being built by God when he uses you as stones from this temple. You can imagine that each different individual stone is placed and is put exactly where it needs to be so that the building, so that the temple becomes really aesthetic, pleasing to the eye, if you will. God is in his temple, beloved, and he loves you with a love that you cannot possibly imagine. Our brains cannot, I shouldn't have said infinite, I should have said finite. Our finite brains cannot possibly comprehend the love that God has for us. And because of that, we find it difficult to come to grips with that. And therefore, some people find it really difficult to be able to trust in something that they don't really know perfectly well is there. But you see, if you don't trust in the living God, beloved, you don't have relationship with him. If you cannot trust in God, in Almighty God, you cannot have a relationship with him. Many times I've said to people, "Do you believe in God?" And they say, yes, they believe in God. There are many billions of people the world over who believe in God. They absolutely believe in God. But that's where it stops. There's no relationship. There's no talking to God. There's no wanting to be with God all the time. There's no wanting to have this intimate relationship that we are trying to achieve. I spent a long time going through 12 steps on the Father Heart of God. It is so that you can begin to understand the heart of the Father. It's so that you can begin to understand who your dad is. We need this relationship desperately. And we need to trust in God desperately, beloved. Because the more that you trust God, the more He's going to trust you. That sounds a weird thing to say, I know. But really, it's true. You see, Satan believes in God, but he doesn't trust God. Satan knows the Bible better than you or I could ever know the Bible, but he doesn't trust God. Satan veiled himself to be something more beautiful than God, and that's why he was cast out of heaven. He was an archangel, and he was thrown out, and he took a third of his minions with him. He took a third of the angels from heaven with him. Satan doesn't know what it is to love. God does. And he wants to pour his love down on you at every and any time. Because believe you me, beloved, when you have been touched by the living presence, when you've been touched by the love of God in such a powerful way, your life can do nothing but change. Of course we sin. Of course we still sin. That doesn't stop because we're not perfect. But we need to understand what Peter is trying to get at here. And he is assuming that you do trust God. He says, yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. Builders, when they're building a building, look at stones that they're using and they will say, yep, that one's good. And they will put that into the building, or they'll take another stone and say, no, that's no good. And they'll chuck it out because it's got a flaw, or they think it's got a flaw, so they won't use it. They'll only use what they can see as being good and perfect. But the stone that the builders rejected, that stone that they looked at and said, no, this is no good, and they sling it out. The stone that the builders rejected, this is so powerful, beloved, I want you to try and grab hold of this. The stone that the builders rejected, these builders are professionals, they look at it and say, that's a great stone, or that's not a great stone, we're not going to use that one, so they throw it away. The stone that the builders rejected and said was no good, God has said, I will use that stone as the cornerstone to my temple. That's amazing. Think about that just for a moment. How amazing that is. And that is Isaiah prophesying about the coming of the Lord God Almighty. He's prophesying by saying, the builders rejected this particular stone, but God chose this particular stone to be his cornerstone in his temple. And if you're a builder, you know how important the cornerstones of a building actually are. They keep it solid. They keep it upright. They keep it straight and true. God has chosen Jesus, who was rejected by many. Go with me, if you will, to Isaiah. And we're going to go to chapter 53. Let's have a look in Isaiah a moment. Look at verse 3 of Isaiah 53. It says this: He was rejected and despised, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we didn't care. our Lord God Almighty was rejected, beloved, thrown away, crucified on a cross cruelly 2,000 years ago. So rejected. Yet we suffer rejection too. And we moan and complain about it and say how hard our life has been and how hard done by we are. But beloved, nothing compares with the rejection that Jesus Christ, our Savior, suffered at the hands of many. And what was his words? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Understand this, beloved. If you want God's love to pour into your life, then you have to trust him. And you have to ask him. And you have to follow him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You have to trust and obey. Let's continue worshiping now in Jesus' mighty name. I was talking about God's love just now, and this song tells you exactly what I was saying. Peter Nicky Sims for you. It's called The Depth of Your Love. Just worship him now, beloved, in spirit and in truth.